A new threat to the nation's public health and safety is causing concern today, and it could be right in front of us. Hear why scientists are warning the American people to stay away from that weird-looking bird over there. And later, birds aren't the only animals causing danger today. We have the latest on a clinical trial being conducted on a mouse that went horribly wrong, and now the mouse has a gun. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. If you really need me to convince you to stick around for all the day's top stories, then maybe you're not as committed to news as I thought. And maybe we're just not meant to be. So go ahead and do whatever you want, right after this.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Following a year-long study out of Stanford University, scientists are issuing a dire warning today, urging all Americans to stay away from that weird-looking bird. Here's lead researcher Emily Cardin.
Americans should avoid going anywhere near the bird, as it's been confirmed that we have no idea where it's been. There's no way to know what this bird's deal is, but you can tell there's something wrong with it. It's doing a weird thing with its wings, and it just looks all grimy.
We're joined now by OPR avian correspondent Alan Potts for his perspective on the bird being over there. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Leslie.
Alan, what should the American public know about this disgusting bird?
Well, Leslie, the bird clearly has something going on. Its feathers are all disheveled, and it's just kind of laying all by itself on the ground. Here's what witnesses had to say.
I mean, it's not bothering anyone, but there's nothing preventing it from suddenly flying up into someone's face and getting its bird germs everywhere. I'm a veterinarian, and I wouldn't go near that thing.
A couple minutes ago, it was walking in a fairly large circle and pecking at its feathers. Seems bad, especially because his feathers seem a little dirty. Ugh. Although it could just be a brown bird. I'm no expert or anything.
Chilling stuff. Alan, is it possible this bird could be rabid?
Well, we don't have enough information to know for sure, but I wouldn't advise anyone get close enough to it to make that determination. We simply don't know what this bird is capable of, and so it's in the public's best interest to just avoid contact.
Sure, but are there any precautions that we can take if we do want to go near the bird?
Again, I would strongly advise against going near the bird, as it could have some kind of disease or parasite, and it could make a scary noise if you get too close.
Right.
However, if you absolutely cannot stay away from the bird, experts recommend using some kind of stick to poke at it from a bit of a distance, and maybe wear gloves.
Excellent advice. Especially for anyone out there crazy enough to go near that thing. I know I won't be. I got enough dead pets at home.
Oh, God, Leslie, it just started flapping its wings really fast, but without flying, and then it just kind of rolled itself off the sidewalk and under a car. Oh, my God, that was so gross.
What? Well, go do something.
Well, do what?
I don't know. Go step on it or something.
I'm not going near it.
Jesus fucking Christ, this is so gross. We'll be back in a moment.
Alan, for God's sake, put it out of its misery.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. 2 episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Well, you're never going to believe this, but it turns out that bird was just some toddler. Crazy. Anyway, here's what else you need to know today. A week after restricting transactions on a number of stocks like GameStop and AMC, the individual investor app Robinhood is under fire and has even been hit with a class action lawsuit by a team of Redditors who are alleging that Robinhood be on some bitch shit. The class action suit claims that the brokerage was singling out some online investors all because their, quote, big brain moves totally pwned some Wall Street cucks and now we got the bag. Will be interesting to see if these Redditors are able to buy the dip and hold on to their hard-earned tendies. And some important safety information for parents today, as experts are now saying that children can drown in as little as 1 inch of water if you really know what you're doing. Good to know. And finally, there was absolutely no scientific discovery today after an embarrassed team of archaeologists unearthed nothing but a big empty hole in the ground. What a bummer. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you're probably the only one, and you should go like and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcast, because one is better than none. And if you and you alone are also feeling so inclined, you can also sign up to become a member of the topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content, including my weekly Q&A segment, Leslie's Mail Sack. And for just $10 a month, you'll receive an on-air shout-out in one of our episodes where I will personally thank you by name. Today's shout-out goes to Adam and Steve. Great job, fellas. Way to prove all those homophobes wrong. We'd also like to take a moment to shout out two members of our $25 tier, Wesley Wilkinson and Mick Beauchamp. Wesley, Mick, normally that type of generosity would earn you some high praise, but today it couldn't mean less to me because right now we're also shouting out someone very special to the topical community, our most generous patron to date, the one and only member of our non-existent $40 tier, Manuel Mendoza. Manuel, your generosity might not earn you anything extra than Wesley or Mick, but it definitely makes you a better person than them. And I hope becoming a member of our Patreon has filled you with whatever must have been lacking in your once empty and meaningless life. So from everyone here at the Topical Manuel, keep it coming. And as for the rest of you lowlifes, go sign up to become a member of our Patreon now. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode of The Topical for a conversation with a wise and thoughtful elder with a lifetime's worth of knowledge who just won't put a fucking sock in it. Jesus, this guy knows everything except for when to shut the hell up. And you won't want to miss it? I don't know, whatever. We'll see you tomorrow.